At one time, I think in my own journey, I felt like almost that I needed to apologize for our annual report Sunday when we share with you, because it's not quite in the same method or model that we do on every Sunday when I present a message that is there. However, I feel this is an ideal Sunday if you are here as a guest or maybe church shopping, trying to find out. You're going to find out more and learn more about us in one day than you could possibly learn in one year. And so this will help you know what our priorities are, what's important to us, and just to kind of give you a little bit of an overview of how our structure works, we are a part of a denomination, and the Wesleyan Church does require us for accountability that we would be able to hand in our reports yearly. And so there's a whole lot of scrambling that happens within about a month of closing out the old year, coming into the new year, trying to get all those statistics and all those things together. I like to look at them very much like a health report. When I go to the doctor and he says, your blood pressure is a little high, which that's not uncommon for me, and he says, your cholesterol is good, and that's always good, and your blood sugar is good, and that's good. Those are all numbers that represent my health. Now, there's a great importance of understanding that when those are not in the right priority or right ratios, that tells me something about my health that I need to be concerned about, or I need to watch, or I need to see that coming. The same sense that we feel there's church health numbers. There are things that we need to be aware about that would help us to be able to understand what's the health of the body of Christ here locally. And so we have an annual election. So if you become a member, we have two levels of membership, at least at this present time. It's due probably to change this summer because we have general conference. That happens once every 4 years. And so at this present, there's a covenant membership and a community membership. To hold leadership positions within the church, you'd need to be a covenant member. To really be a membership of kind of association, there's a community membership. And so we have classes for those on a regular basis. Those are made available, and so many choose. Now, contrary to a lot of maybe mainline denominations where their membership is very large and their attendance is small, our membership is smaller and our attendance is very large. And so you'll see that kind of difference that is a part. Once a year, we have an annual meeting that tells you about what is happening in all the areas of ministry. And I have all the directors and pastors share something that is happening in theirs. That's held in the well. And I would really love to encourage you to be a part of that next year. Our numbers are pretty small for those. But I'll tell you what, it's a very encouraging meeting. And you walk away feeling like, wow, I'm glad I'm a part of this. They're doing some great stuff. And God is working in some great ways. I hope you'll have that same feeling as I would share our report of what's happening in the past year as well. And mine's a accumulation of all the reports put together to try to help highlight what we believe are church health kinds of perspectives. We then have a celebration tonight, and that's open, as you've heard, for anyone. All you need to do is just come. You don't need to, it's a few hours that we'll have, but it's kind of like a church party. But you'll laugh, you'll cry, and be inspired. That's how I like to think about it. And we will really have a lot of fun. I can just tell you that much. But they kind of do some videos, do some fun things, and we have dinner. And this place is transformed. With tables and chairs and balloons and all kinds of things that will be a part of it. So the theme this year is down on the farm. And so if we do have some spaces that are still available, so if you said, boy, I wish I would have signed up, you can do that at the hub. And if you're signed up already and can't make it, you might let them know also because that'll help us. But That happens at 5:30 this evening. So you can, groups do try, we try not to restrict groups from saving tables space. However, about 10 minutes before 5:30, we'll start giving those away. So if you're in a group, you better be here a little earlier than the 5:30, or otherwise we have to give those spaces away, because we encourage people to make sure that there's enough space for everyone who'd be coming. Let me share with you my report. This is our annual report that we make available. We try to be very transparent, so all of our information is here. Those are always available for request if people would like to see that information. So we have nothing to hide. We try to be very open in that regard. I share with you my annual report. One day, an expert in religious law stood up to the test, Jesus, by asking him the question, "Teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus replied, "What does the law of Moses say? How do you read it?" The man answered, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your strength, and all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself." "Right," Jesus told him. "Do this, and you will live." The man wanted to justify his actions, so he asked Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" I want to talk to you this morning about who is my neighbor, and what does that mean, and how do we look at it? Can I just start my report with gratefulness? Can I just say I am so grateful to be a part of a congregation that loves God, loves their neighbor, and demonstrates it by their lives? Amidst the disheartening news that 80% of the churches in America are plateaued or declining. 80% in America are plateaued or declining. Actually, we're in some really deep trouble as we look forward. I'll share that with you. It is encouraging to be a part of a growing church. When only 6% of the churches in America are considered healthy and growing, it is exciting to remain in that smaller percentage. That's quite sad when you think about it, but pretty exciting for us. According to recent statistics, church attendance of Americans is not in the 40% category, as Gallup polls have shown. It seems that Americans overrate their positive behaviors and underrate their negatives. Many statistics say that there are as few as 18% attending church on any given Sunday, making America the third largest mission field behind China and India. We have lots of work to do, lots. Even more startling estimations indicate that our percentage of Christians attending church in 2050, okay, 30 years away, could be lower than 10%. So the importance of asking the right questions is at the forefront of our thinking as a church leadership team. When Jesus answered the questions, he also said, "Do this and you will live." When they said, "Who is my neighbor?" he said, "Do this and you will live." Keeping our focus amidst all the changes in ministry is necessary if we are to continue to experience life. An annual assessment gives us the opportunity to reflect on the past year and to ask those questions that assist us in corporate evaluations. The questions we ask help us to identify our heart for God and for our neighbor. The questions identify healthy and unhealthy trends, giving us the criteria needed to evaluate our present and determine our future. Scripture encourages us to examine our faith to make sure it's aligned with God's heart and God's word. Examine yourselves to see if your faith is genuine. Test yourselves. Surely you know that Jesus Christ is among you. If not, you have failed the test of genuine faith. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Thus, the importance of church evaluation is critical as we move forward. Lifeway Ministries at lifeway.com gives an article on 25 signs of a healthy church by Marvin Owen, including three vital areas: spiritual vitality, personal vitality, and relational vitality. Spiritual vitality, personal vitality, and relational. Many of the indicators of these signs are general, but I'm excited to say that all 25 are operating at Christ Wesleyan. As I looked at those, I thought that, you know, this is really important, and I was really encouraged. Thank you. Yes. And let me say that that's not me, that's you. That's you. You know, if you create that warm, friendly atmosphere, it's dependent upon every one of you. They say in the first 7-8 minutes that a person enters a church, they decide whether they'll come back again. I didn't even get to preach yet. So if I ever am inflated in my opinion of myself, it's gone. Because it's dependent on every one of us creating that atmosphere. So, many of the indicators are general. Okay, 8 other signs of church health are listed in a similar article. People are friendly and speak to me. That's one of those. I see signs of mission involvement and evangelism. Just so you know, not only are those candles, I heard this, somebody asked this past week, and I maybe we don't talk about it enough. Those candles are put up every year, so they represent one person, each of those candles, either locally or internationally, where we've shared the gospel. Tonight, we will light a candle for every one of those. So almost everybody that'll be present will have a candle to be able to light at the close of our dinner tonight, and so we will celebrate that. But the flags above that represent nations where we have invested in the last 25 years or 35 years, where we've invested in mission, I'd say 25, we've invested in missions in some place around the world. So that's this local church, not the denomination, but this local church, they all represent some place where we've invested in missions. And so whenever we invest in a new country or a new missionary or send a team, then we put up a flag that would represent that. There's an air of expectancy. The church has children. And we do. We have, like, lots of them. People are carrying their Bibles. There's warmth. There's a variety of age groups. And that's, like, this is very intentional. We feel intergenerational is very, very important. And so we have stayed away from trying to have a standard that would only appeal to one particular group. We've tried to make, as you always hear me say, everybody unhappy. So that means we're going to have something that everyone likes and something that everyone doesn't like. That's part of it. In the parking lot and at the front door, servants are showing me Jesus in their very actions. Don't you love those guys that are out in the parking lot every Sunday, kind of waving? Thank you, Rick. Yeah. Awesome stuff. Once again, these are indicators of life within the church. All these and more are why we say, I love my church. This year marks 35 years of ministry for Sharon and me at Christ Wesleyan. I started as assistant pastor to my dad and then started Meadowbrook the second year. For 7 years, I was an assistant pastor, school administrator. 1989, I began the journey as lead pastor. Continues to be a joy and a privilege for us to serve the family of believers at this local church. Although there have been many changes in our areas of service, the ministry has always been about people. The numbers in these reports we share are not nameless faces or facts, as they represent more, much more. They represent family. We have prayed for God to touch lives through our lives, and he has done that. Each of you matter to us, and we care about you. For all of this, I am grateful. I'm especially grateful for my partner in ministry and partner in life. God knew what he was doing when he was bringing us together. Thank you, Sharon. We met on a blind date, just so you know. I arranged it. somebody in our church at that time had said, hey, I'd like you to meet this girl. And I said, what does she look like? And he said, well, she's really sweet. And I said, forget it. And he said, no, she's nice looking too. And I said, yeah, but when you say sweet first, nice looking second, it's usually not. So that's okay. They said, no, you got to meet her. So I couldn't seem to get to meet her. So she got out of college, had a temporary job at Weiss and in the area where, the bakery. Thank you. The bakery. I do remember this because I bought donuts like crazy. trying to figure out what this girl looked like. Finally, I just gave up because I could never find her. I just called and said, my name's Arlie Davis. Would you like to go out for dinner? And she had heard of me through her pastor, so I was a little more of a risk taker, but she was feeling a little safe at that point. So we went out to dinner, and 6 months later, we got married, and here we are, 36 years later. Loving God, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. That's what God calls us to do. And how do we do that, practically speaking? Our love for God is evidenced in our desire to be with God's people and to grow in our relationship with him. We have been grateful to see growth and life within the fellowship. Our morning worship attendance reached a new average of 1522 this past year. That's just amazing. Yeah, amazing. With 870 first-time guests, new families per week, about 17 new families per week who come and check us out and find out. On any given Sunday, we could see 17 new families. Our second highest number of salvations was reported, with 222 locally, 431 internationally, giving a total of 653 lives changed for eternity. Isn't that awesome? We have names for each of those, so it's a very important thing when we try to hand those in. We want to be faithful in our documentation as well. There were 22 believers baptized, 17 new members welcomed into our fellowship. Our Easter attendance this past year reached a new high for us, 2,545. Yeah, that was a crazy weekend. That was awesome. Your giving continues to bless the body of Christ locally and beyond with $3.2 million. Praise God for your faithfulness in responding to God's call in our lives. There's about $5.5 million that comes into our treasury, both through our school and our well, and also our morning worship. So it's an incredible, and I can tell you, just to be faithful to all of that, if I get an iTunes for 95 cents, Bob Kastner, and I didn't document it, Bob Kastner will ask me, where does this go? So I'm telling you that we're very faithful to our numbers and very faithful in that responsibility. God always seems to provide exactly what is needed to fulfill the ministry, and he has called us to offer. Our youth set a new record of 153 students and an average attendance with 381 unique attenders. This is how many different people attended Christ Wesleyan. Of youth, how many different youth attended over the past year. So potential is huge as far as impact and what it could be able to do. And we're doing a great, could you just appreciate our youth ministry? They do a great job. Our children's ministry serves over 232 children each Sunday and is always in need of volunteers. Could I just say this, kind of bump you over the edge? If you're one of those who would say, well, I do like kids. I could help out and do that. Do you know, we actually, our student ratio gets so close that sometimes we have to shut the classroom and say, we don't have enough volunteers to be able to help us keep a healthy student ratio. So that means we need more people. Now, maybe you hate kids. And there are places to serve, even in the thing, if you hate kids. I mean, you could be at check-in. You could be at other things. So, whatever. But the realistic need is we are seriously understaffed in our volunteers in children's ministry. So, would you just pray about that? And just pray if God would be able to move your heart to say, yeah, you know, I could do that. You know, we could be able to come and be able to serve. It's a very needed area. And I don't want to burn out our paid staff who are carrying such a burden for this every week. And so even if you don't feel you could be in it, would you just promise to pray for the next few weeks that God will move hearts of others who could be a part of that? Thank you. Our love for God is often evidenced in our serving and your volunteer service opportunities reaching 1,547 different opportunities to serve. Now that's incredible. But let me say this. There are a number of people who are serving in multiple locations. So we always need, if you ever feel like we don't, we always need volunteers. Always. There's no way that we could be able to afford to operate or could operate without the help of all of those. So if you're not in some area, please talk to Julie, come to Connections. She'll be happy to find out a place that's just exactly what you could do in those areas. And it could be pretty exciting. There's, I mean, all kinds of things. Talk to Kyle Snyder. We'd like to do our trail up along here in a much better way for Freedom Fest. So if you are an outdoor person and you'd like to help out in getting our trail in better order so it could be ready, our walking trail, Kyle would be love to be able to talk to you. There's all kinds of things that we can be able to do, everything from cooking to serving in different kinds of ways. These serving opportunities include our incredible theater productions to our Sunday morning services. Ministries could include teens, encouragement, visitation, fellowship events, welcome ministries, worship opportunities, teaching, prayer, and the list continues. Loving others, love your neighbor as yourself. Your giving has equipped us to love our neighbors and continues to be a model of excellence. Dr. Joanne Lyon, our general superintendent, often refers to Christ Wesleyan as the Church of Generosity. I think that's such a wonderful compliment. I'm so grateful because that is one of our values that we're heard. Locally, we provide annual support to Meadowbrook Christian School, Haven Ministry, and these are just so important. So I want you to, because some people say, what do we do locally? What do we do around the world? Well, Meadowbrook, Haven Ministry, Expectations, Women's Center, Local Veterans, Oasis of Hope, our Christmas Blessing Gift Card Project, a benevolence fund for those within our fellowship. Continue on. Okay, there is a food pantry supporting 55 families per month, as well as Fresh Express food distribution providing 117 families per month. We gave a baptismal tank for Journeymate Wesleyan Church, operating support for the Well Ministries, and if you think we're making money here, we are not. Our mission actually supports all of those. We made a decision that we believe our bookstore is an opportunity to equip people for discipleship. We know bookstores are closing and we'll probably never make money on that. And so we're aware of that. And so we've just made a decision that this is a way to get God's word into people's hands. Sometimes people actually give money to Priscilla, say, pay it forward for a Bible for someone. Those kinds of things happen a lot. But we do support our Well Ministries through our mission fund because we realize that's not one place we're ever going to be able to be at a point of too much. If we make any money in the Well areas, our decision is to help build wells around the world. And so that's kind of, so we have the donations and the tips that come in. They've already done, I think, 2 wells that they've been able to do as a result of those. So that's pretty cool too. So our mission budget also supports our Hispanic ministries and including the salary and benefits of Pastor Reamer. This year, our mission budget reached a new record of $709,000 that was collected and given out. Isn't that amazing? That's like... This amount includes our 9% from tithes and offerings. So if you're giving every bit, we always take that out. Special project, mission team support, and child sponsorships. Our counseling ministry has served our church and community through 431 sessions this past year, a wellness fair, and a guidance to our support ministries. These support ministries include Stephen Ministry, Divorce Care for Kids, Grief Share, Cancer Hope Support, Transforming Hearts, and Overcomers Group, as well as a meal ministry, Home Repair, Seriously Dating or Engaged, A Preparation for Marriage, and A Marriage Enrichment, and Financial Peace University. You've served at funeral meals as well as provided food. You've cared for your neighbors in a host of ways, physically, financially, emotionally, and spiritually. There are a lot of books written called Simple Church indicating that the church body should just do a few things well. We don't feel that that's our particular call for this area. We're kind of complicated church. We serve a lot and do a lot. And so we're very dependent on you as volunteers to help us to accomplish that. Our well ministries continue to gain strength in reaching our world. These community ministries were never intended to be a financial income, but rather a service to our world. Knowing this, our mission budget has supported these ministries in their startup period, believing they will become self-sustaining as they grow. We believe they are an open door to show Jesus to these we would not have any other way of reaching. And that is exactly what is happening. In a world where bookstores are disappearing, we believe that the sale of Christian material and Bibles is an investment in discipleship. Thus far, we've sold 3,020 Bibles since its opening. Isn't that awesome? That's really just awesome. Thanks, Priscilla, for all of your hard work. WellFit has served over 2,500 people who have come through the doors in the past year, and the Well Coffee House is home to hundreds of parents who use our playland, as well as many who enjoy the coffee and food. Meadowbrook Christian School, our oldest and largest community ministry, reached its second highest enrollment in its history with 361 students in 6 counties and 19 school districts. With Meadowbrook, the Well Ministries, and the church, we presently employ 124 part-time and full-time members. That's amazing. Loving our world, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Nationally, we support a missionary with Stand Against Trafficking of North Carolina, the Mosaic Church in the impoverished area of Detroit, emergency water relief to Flint, Michigan. If anybody's interested in doing a mission trip to Flint, Michigan, and handing out water, that's all it is, just handing out water. We'd be very welcome to sponsor that and get that going. But the need is still critical in Flint, Michigan. We have sent water and have been a part of that. Hepzibah Children's Home and a different Wesleyan College each year. Internationally, we've supported 14 missionary families in 11 countries. We've provided relief to earthquake victims in Nepal, flood victims in Myanmar, a house to a pastor in Panama, a food and shelter to Iraqi refugees, medical care in Guatemala, support of 58 children in Guatemala, as well as provided clerical, financial, and oversight for 93 children in World's Hope Program in Guatemala. We were blessed to supply clean water to over 15,000 students and many more families in Sierra Leone. Isn't that all just like, yes. Our website has given us the ability to reach our arms around our world in a different dimension by reaching all 50 states and 98 countries. Isn't that crazy? Who could have ever imagined that a small town in central Pennsylvania could be touching so many lives around the world? It's just awesome. Thank you. Love God, love each other, love our world. So, how will you love God this coming year? How will you love others? How will you love your world? The question is for every one of us. It's not just leadership or just paid people. It's all of us working together. Will you join us in committing to reach our world? Will you join us in helping us to serve the body of Christ? Will you join us in supporting with your finances, your time, your talents to make a difference for eternity? America's future, really, if we just look at the statistics, it looks dismal. It looks very sad. But America's future can be changed if each of us is willing to make the investment to be world changers. We like to communicate it in 4 simple words. Each of us needs to, 1, worship. Worship needs to be a priority, and that's make regular attendance a priority to worship together. You've done that today, but I'm just really encouraging you on a regular basis that is a priority in your life, and it's a priority for your family. And, you know, spiritual leadership needs to be taken. We also know that grow is the second one we talk about. These really all need to be in place if we're going to have spiritual growth within our lives. So grow is becoming a small part of a small group or serving group to grow. So you're kind of connected to others. You're connected in some way, and whether it's in a serving group or in a Bible study or some kind of a small group, there's a lot of study groups that are happening all over and can be a part. Serve, it's find a place to connect and serve using your gifts. All of us have a spiritual gift. All of us have some kind of a gift that God has given to you. He gave it so that you would serve the body of Christ. So you should be asking the question, how do I serve? I'm not just a consumer. I need to be a contributor. And how does that happen? And what do I need to do? And reach. Invite others to know Jesus by reaching beyond your world. We try to do that on a regular basis. And we try to do our mission trips are one way to reach our world, but we try to help equip you to be able to reach your local world by sharing the gospel. I give you the ABCs of salvation so many times that you know how to do that yourself. And so many of these candles have come as a result, not of like a church or a pastor giving that invitation, but individuals who've shared the gospel with others and have seen them give their hearts to Christ. That's the message that we need to have. That's the message that needs to happen. And why we are continuing to be able to reach and make a difference in our world, it comes as a result of our being able to share the gospel with each one. If we're going to have a vital relationship with Christ, and if it's going to be growing, we need to be able to make sure worship, grow, serve, and reach are all a part of our lives. And we need to try to figure out how can I make sure that worship, grow, serve, and reach are a part of what I do. And they're a part of how God wants to work through my life. It's important that we would understand that each of us has that personal responsibility, to help make it happen as we would serve. As Matthew West says in his song, well, it's time for us to do something. Each of us needs to be praying, how can I be able to serve? How can I make that happen? And how can that particular aspect happen for me? Are they ready there, Pastor Brandon? Yeah, if they would just kind of move in, that would be good. Thank you. We're going to share that song with you. Our choir is going to. It'll give you an opportunity to be able to see how you can be able to serve too in a variety of ways that God can be able to use each of our lives to make that kind of a difference.
I woke up this morning, saw a world full of trouble now, and thought, how'd we ever get so far down, and how is it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven and thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty and children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. I said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. Yeah.
I created you.
Now listen.
If not us, then who? If not me and you? Right now.
Well, it's time for us to do something.
If not now, then when will we see an end to all this pain?
Well, it's not enough to do nothing. Well, it's time for us to do something. So tired of talking about how we are God's hands and feet, but it's easier to say than be. Live like angels of apathy who tell ourselves it's all right, somebody else will do something.
Somebody else will do something.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of a life with no desire. I don't want a flame, I want a fire. I want to be the one who says that I'm gonna do something.
I'm gonna do something.
Cause if not us, then who? If not me and you? Well, it's time for us to do something.
It's time for us to do something.
If not now, then when will we see an end to all this pain? It's not enough to do nothing. Well, it's time for us to do something. We are the souls of the earth. We are a city on a hill.
Shine, 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 shine.
No, we won't ever change the world by standing still.
No, we won't stand still. No, we won't stand still.
Not us, then who? If not me and you,
right now.
Well, it's time for us to do something.
It's time for us to do something.
If not now, then when will we see an end to all this pain?
It's not enough to do nothing.
Well, it's time for us to do something.
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 Well, it's time for us to do something.
It's time for us to do
something.
Heavenly Father, we're here to be your servant. It's time for us to do something. We're yours. Use us to make a difference in the kingdom. In Christ's name, amen.